This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app loaded on your PC, your Linux box, your phone, whatever you want. Just load the client, use your quality microphone, use your high-speed internet connection, and you can call into the show, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. The us in studio today is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Not the nobody.
Yes, the nobody.
The nobody. See?
We'll talk about it
often. I know. Yeah. I keep bringing it up. It's one of those things that Rich Paul refers to himself as a nobody. It bothers me every single time.
Now get over it.
I know. Get over it. It's my name. I can say it however I want. Tell me to go blow smoke. One thing I am excited about.
Didn't we just have a smoke?
I think so.
Actually, you quit smoking.
I did quit.
Congratulations.
I am smoke free. No longer are my fingers nicotine stained.
Yeah, I smoke about one cigarette a day these days.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% vape, so I've found a new way to enjoy being addicted to nicotine. Yay for me. One thing I am excited about, though, is ForkFest.
Yeah,
I know we're all
less than 4 weeks from now.
God, I gotta get up there this year.
3 weeks, I think.
Yep, I'm gonna do my best because I like to join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians this summer from June 13th to the 18th for ForkFest 2019.
Yeah, 3 weeks. This will be the first night of ForkFest in 3 weeks.
This is so cool. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, ForkFest happens right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as ForkFest.
This year it does.
This year, yes. Mm-hmm. And ForkFest.
There's talk about that changing in 2020, just so everybody knows.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, move it to the other side.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought you were insinuating like the Porcupine Freedom Festival might be changing or moving.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do about that. That's their,
that's
a whole other thing.
It's their sinking ship and their.
All I know is the guy who was.
I don't know that it's sinking. I mean, it's not as much to my taste anymore, but the families who go love it.
I know.
And, it's.
Are as many people going as they're used to.
No, but that's okay. I mean, it went down a little bit for a while, but it's kind of come back from what I understand. Roger Paxton, who's the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival and a friend and sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
He said that he was able to make he's the organizer of the last couple of years of ForkFest. Mm-hmm. He was able to make it turn a profit last year for the first time in many years, apparently. So it seems to be doing all right, although he's decided he's not going to continue organizing it, so they're going to have to put somebody else in charge for 2020.
Absolutely.
So that's what I heard, at least.
Yep. Difference between ForkFest and festivals like that and ForkFest is ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 18th. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or events you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forums. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That is ForkFest.party. So, that's kind of... It's going to be good. I'm just very jazzed. I keep reading online of other people that... You know, they're making it. They planned on going to ForkFest, and they're like, I'm going to come up. I'll be there a few days early. And that's good because it means those of us who live here in the beautiful state of New Hampshire get to meet more people. And we love having people come through, especially those who find the ideas of liberty and freedom as compelling as we do.
And that's why I wanted to have ForkFest after ForkFest next year, is that way people who come up to Porkfest and don't know about Forkfest, we can say, oh, well, hey, stay an extra week. Right. We're going to be here.
Yeah. And, or, you know, and that's, and I find that's when, not to say we're trying to get the right people to move. And the longer we have to show them the benefits of the 101 benefits of New Hampshire, which has been well documented in 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire.
That's a movie, yeah. It's an hour-long documentary film that you can watch for free at 101reasonsfilm.com. Came out in 2014, so it's actually going to celebrate its fifth year later this year.
Nice. And who are the right people?
The right people?
Yeah, you said you want the right people to move. Who do you want?
It's easier for me to list the people I don't want to move.
Okay.
I don't want people to move who just want to make government bigger and more powerful and more intrusive in my life. I don't want those people to move. No offense. I'm sure you're all
right
very
you
nice.
Are.
But stay where you're at. Find a nice state that you're going to enjoy, like California or New York. Those
Jersey.
Are great, great. New Jersey, that's another great choice. But if you're interested in liberty and freedom and you want to be left alone, if you're not hurting anybody else, then why should government bother you? That's the attitude
why
I
take. Why should there be a government?
Even better. I'll second that.
I would say there shouldn't. Yeah, we've got unanimity here.
Do we have a quorum, too. Yeah. I guess we just voted government out of existence.
Poof.
So, poof. It was that easy. One thing that government has loved to muck around in has been CBD. This is
cannabidiol.
I know. Cannabidiol is one of those compounds that is found in the marijuana plant. It's also found in the hemp plant.
CBD's been blowing up recently. I mean, this seems like one of the things that's really been catching on. There's a whole store that just opened up in Keene about that.
Yeah.
And all the vape stores sell
They've got it, yeah.
Yeah.
And
gas stations.
Little general stores in the small town of Alstead that I live in, you can buy CBD products at the checkout.
Oh, yeah. And interestingly, I saw CBD flower today.
Like for cooking?
At the vape store, they had buds of CBD hemp.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure because I had a friend who bought some weed and brought it to my house, and he was like, Rich, I bought this weed.
And I'm not getting high.
It looks good, it smells good, and it doesn't do anything. Try some of this with me. And I was like, I smoked some of it with him, and it smelled a little bit like wheat. It didn't have quite the smell that I expected, but it would have passed.
It's got the hairs.
It's perfect.
I gotta say, I've seen
this too. Yeah,
yeah I've seen a lot of weed in my day, and I mean, I never even knew that hemp plants were flowering. I just, for whatever reason, I've never seen it before. I didn't even know. I just thought they were stalky.
It looks exactly like a marijuana plant. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
But it is kind of interesting. And
this is going to really screw with the police, isn't it? Like, if there's bags of hemp flowers being sold out
Hey, let's get me like a quarter. Once I get a car, let's get me a quarter pound of CBD herb. Throw it in the back seat.
I just want to take it down on Central Square in Keene and just roll up a big old joint of hemp.
Sit down in the Keene Police Department lobby and start selling bags of hemp flowers.
In the
parking lot.
That would be fun.
I'd try to sell it to cops. Hey,
need some CBD?
I got some of this. I wouldn't say what it is. No. I'm just going to say, hey. But CBD made other news. This comes to us from LiveScience.com. CBD, this is based on recent studies, may reduce drug cravings in people who suffer from heroin addiction.
Really?
A small study finds the marijuana compound CBD or cannabidiol may help reduce drug cravings in people with heroin addiction, a preliminary new study suggests. The study, which is published today, and today being March 21st when this was announced, in the American Journal of Psychiatry, involved 42 people with heroin use disorder who were attempting to abstain from the drug. Participants visited the laboratory and were shown cues intended to trigger drug craving. In this case, videos of people using heroin or objects involved in drug use, like syringes. Seeing these typical cues in an uncontrolled setting can build a resistance to relapse. We're going to find out what these people experienced, and it may surprise you. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Free as in no free lunch. But free, just being free, and that's what we're hoping to achieve here in New Hampshire. That's what I hope you're hoping to achieve in your life. Because that's a good thing. We don't need government to tell us silly things. I was very impressed to see that the government did drop regulations on the number of cherries required to be in a frozen cherry pie. Now, what? You two are looking at me with that look of, what? Our federal government actually regulated the number of cherries that could possibly, and what quality these cherries could be in a frozen cherry pie. But yes, our government does stupid.
Is this the FDA?
FDA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe we'll pull that story up. I thought you guys might have covered it. But yes,
wow.
Part of Trump's push to reduce the impact of governing through regulation.
Well, except for the fact that he's now is starting a trade war with China. And
don't go all anti-Trump on me.
I'm not going to go all pro-Trump on you.
I only want to talk about the good things that Trump does and ignore everything else, like trade wars.
Which is way worse than cherry regulations as far as frozen pies.
What about the cherry pie loving fans of the show that we probably have one of listening to us? I don't know.
So what else is he doing besides the trade?
Cherries.
So there's a trade war thing going on now.
Regular wars.
I know what I heard. I heard he was subsidizing the farmers who are being hurt by wars.
So basically
bad economics on both sides.
Yeah, so the way the system works now is we charge American citizens more for the Chinese things they impact. Mm-hmm. We lose trade from it, so we borrow money from the Chinese to give the American manufacturers.
In this case, farmers.
They're borrowing from the Chinese?
Well, we
borrow
money
from the Chinese every year.
You mean the government? I don't borrow money from the Chinese.
That was the royal we referring to Trump.
Dear listeners, none of us actually borrow money from China. That money is borrowed in your name by other people called government. Mm. So there you go.
Well, I mean, if the government goons need money, they just turn on the printing presses. But they can sell, bonds or whatever to China to get even more, right?
There are different ways that the government creates money out of thin air. So we do have the old standby, turn on the printing presses and print more money, or in this case, enter it into a keyboard.
Incrementing numbers in a computer system.
You can do that. You can do it through fractional reserve banking. And here's a fun fact. Whenever you buy something on credit, you have just created money out of thin air. So you, in a way, are as much to blame as the government, other than you're forced to follow their stupid economics.
Right.
The government can do is they can go out on the market and borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they're borrowing money anyway, because what happens behind the scenes when the Federal Reserve prints money, okay, they use that money to buy government bonds on the open market. So they're taking, people have lent money to the government and they're buying those bonds that represent that money.
They're the last resort, right? Like the Federal Reserve is who the government, the federal government goons turn to when they need to sell bonds. They can't sell to anyone else.
Lender of last resort, that's on the other side. That means that if a bank is bankrupt and they're completely screwed and none of the other banks will lend them money, the Federal Reserve will bail them out.
Yes.
And they were acting as the lender of last resort when they did the TARP bailouts, although they needed special authorization to actually do that.
But don't they also guarantee to buy the bonds if they can't find any other buyers? Like if the federal government has a bunch of bonds they need to dump, the Federal Reserve is guaranteed to buy them, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know if they are, because bonds will always sell. The question is, at what price will they sell? Okay, anybody's going to pay a dollar for a $100 government bond.
Not me. I don't want that crap.
I would pay a dollar for a $100 government bond.
I'm not giving them my money.
Sell it immediately, but
it gets murky when we talk about it in reasonably good economic times. And right now we're not in horrible economic straits, at least on the surface. There are underlying problems that will eventually spell the end of the system as we know it. I say that confidently.
then the sooner the better.
It's only a matter of time. Yeah. I mean, all these government systems fail.
Yeah. You're always told that Social Security is a Ponzi mm-hmm. scheme, and they're absolutely right. It is a Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
But you don't realize that your entire financial system that exists in the United States is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
It cannot go on forever.
It's rigged six ways from Sunday, and each one of those rigs is unsustainable.
Yes.
You know, you cannot rig a market and keep it rigged. It will beat you.
Yeah, it's craziness. But yeah, so the government was regulating the number of cherries in frozen cherry pies, and Trump did away with that. I commend him for an initiative that's supposed to be government-wide to reduce regulation, but there's so many more bigger fish to fry. You know, that's I think, to your point, is
look over here, don't look over there.
look what we did for cherry pies. It's pretty insane. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David. David calling in from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yeah. Ian been into the shrooms today, being punny. That's unusual. Never mind.
Well, I wish I'd taken shrooms today, but no.
Yeah. Awesome. No, you're being punny earlier, and it was out of character. So.
We do have a show rule.
When I'm sitting in the third mic. I can, you know, focus on other things.
Yeah, if he's right punny on the first mic, we'll send him to the penitentiary.
Oh, man.
Or to the pit with a pendulum.
In that vein, Diddley could have told you what a gigameg was. Everybody in the South knows what a gigameg is.
Good.
Really?
What's a gigameg?
I'm from the South.
This was brought up by Calvin Ayer. He was talking about Bitcoin.
This is the rich guy that's backing the guy claiming to be
Wright.
Satoshi.
Yeah, he was talking about how they were successfully improving Bitcoin SV, which is another cryptocurrency I do not advocate. But yes, he said that they were in the process of expanding it and upgrading it to handle literally gigamegs of data.
What is a gigameg?
gigameg
they
is
want to make the block size 1 gigabyte?
Gigameg.
Is that what
at least a gigameg.
It's when you go out in the swamp and you gig a million frogs for dinner. You gigameg.
Okay. That makes as much sense as Craig Wright. So, okay.
You gig a million frogs? I still don't understand. What is gig in the context of frogs?
I think dig frogs.
Frog gigging is when you get a three-pronged fork and stab frogs.
Oh, see,
why would you stab frogs?
To eat them.
Oh, okay.
Frog legs.
I've had frog legs, but I didn't know that you gig the frog before you fried it or whatever.
Now you know.
Thanks for the call.
Now we know. Thanks for the call, David. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about frog gigging probably over my dead body. But we're going to talk about more things that are very interesting. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A wild time at the White House with high-level insults topping the news in the nation's capital between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The president saying Pelosi has lost it and that she's a mess. The president making his remarks in the Roosevelt Room announcing a $16 billion aid package for farmers hit hard by the trade war with China.
In assistance to America's farmers and ranchers, it all comes from China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. In hour number three tonight, hour number two, let me see, 7 to 8 to 9. That'd be our second hour or third hour?
Third hour.
Are you asking where we are now?
In studio, it's Chris, who is having a minor stroke.
I'm Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And Rich Paul. See, now we've done away with all the silliness, and we're just back
to
Rich Paul.
Does CBD help with strokes?
I hope so.
It would certainly lubricate.
I'm counting on it to save my life. But one thing I do want to take a moment to do is to put a little shout-out to Eric Haley, because he is a silver amplifier. Thanks, Eric. Our amplifier program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and certain people like Eric like to throw us a couple bucks, in this case, $5 a month he's pledged to pay, that goes into our amplifier program. We use that money to promote the ideas of Liberty and to market this show to more radio stations, and that's a good thing. The more people that can hear these ideas, we think, the better off we're all going to be. So thank you, Eric, for your pledge of $5 a month. To find out more, you can go to
amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you, Ian. amp.freetalklive.com and do your part. I'm an amplifier.
You're an amp.
I am. I realized that when they actually put it on the schedule for me to thank myself one time because...
Yeah.
We periodically do this stuff. But right now, who I wanted to thank was the American Journal of Psychiatry, because not a lot of mainstream groups or peer-reviewed journals have taken the time to actually publish their findings on marijuana or anything even remotely related. Cannabidiol or CBD is remotely related in that CBD is found in the marijuana plant, but it's also found in the hemp plant. The hemp plant does not have THC or
tetrahydrocannabinol.
Cannabinol, yeah, that would be the full name of it. The THC is what gets you high. CBD does not get you high. It provides no real feeling whatsoever, but there is indications that it does provide health benefits. And it does seem that pretty much, at least across the United States, CBD is kind of blown up as like the latest sort of health craze, you know, this thing you can take and it will solve everything. I don't think it's going to solve everything.
I doubt that. It is a bit of a craze, it seems like.
It is, but I think for certain things, and I can speak just for myself, when I take CBD, I tend to be a little less anxious, a little
How do you ingest it? Because, I mean, I only just recently heard about the flowers. I didn't know that you could smoke hemp flowers. I didn't even know that was a thing. Normally I'm seeing it in, like, edibles or creams or, like, what is your preferred?
So I do it two ways. Terpenes, which is one way that you can ingest CBD. It's a liquid derived from the flowering portions of hemp or from marijuana, actually.
Terpene. It's like a tincture you put under your tongue?
Yes, you take it subliminal,
sublingually.
Lingually, thank you. That's the way I usually do it, but lately I've been adding it to my vape.
Really? So there's like an oil or some kind of juice?
Yeah, it's a vegetable oil based, just like vapes are, but I throw a few drops in whenever I reload my vape.
Now, this is different from the tincture? The tincture is a different concoction?
Correct. Yep. So one is taken sublingually. That hits me much sooner. But again, it's not like I'm walking around high.
No.
There's nothing like that, but it does seem to reduce my stress. I don't feel as stressed out as I normally do.
Like on a scale of 1 to 10, if your stress is on a 10, what does this take you down to, an 8?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just on a ballpark. It does. That's a good way of describing it. It's not like I'm not bouncing off the walls or anything, but I just feel like sometimes if you're a small business owner, you'll know what I'm talking about.
You get a lot on your plate.
You always have a lot on your plate, and sometimes it's easy to get just sort of in this loop where you're not getting anything done. It does help me sort of calm down and help concentrate a little bit. Mm. So I find it useful. In this case, what they did was they took a group of 42 people who were addicted to heroin, and they were attempting to abstain. They were trying to quit. And what they did was, first of all, they were showing them cues. Pictures, in this case videos and pictures of people using heroin or objects involved in drug use like syringes. Before the lab session, participants received either a dose of CBD or a placebo. Participants who received CBD reported experiencing lower drug cravings in response to the cues, as well as lower anxiety compared with those who received the placebo. What's
see, now
more,
that's interesting. It's nice to see some studies being done here to where, you know, if a bunch of people are swearing by CBD, you know there's placebo effect going on.
Exactly.
But when you get a good scientific study like this, now what was the sample size? You said it was relatively small, right?
42 people with the initial one.
It's not the smallest, but it's not gigantic either.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, being able to actually have results from CBD while you also have people on a placebo is encouraging.
What's more, the effects appeared to be somewhat durable, lasting up to a week before participants took CBD again, or lasting up to a week after they took it.
Wow.
Still, the results are far from definitive. The researchers did not examine whether CBD actually prevents drug relapse outside of a laboratory setting, and so future studies are needed to
answer this question. Well, it's not going to prevent it. Okay, it's going to maybe give somebody a minor adjustment in how they're approaching things. But if their life is so crappy, no amount of CBD is going to overcome the desire to escape that, and that's ultimately what drives a lot of drug addiction.
I think that's true. Although I'll tell you, I've always, when I was selling weed, I would always tell people who were trying to get off heroin, if you come by the house, I'll smoke with you. Mm-hmm. You know. And
right, if they're trying to get off, then that's,
right, and that's the help. Thing. Yeah, nothing will sober up an addict who doesn't want
that's
to
right.
be sober.
Right, and in
no
that example,
pill.
you were providing them with CBD. CBD mm-hmm. is part
oh, yeah.
of marijuana.
What surprises me is that I assumed that what they were getting was a certain level of relief from getting low grade high. Not necessarily as high as you might get from heroin, but they get a little relief for a while. So it's really interesting to me to find out that it's at least in part the non-psychoactive part that
right,
works.
Right.
Because the thing is, like, people in AA or NA generally aren't cool with smoking weed, but they might be cool with CBD, and that might give them a little more edge.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we do have to, as we talk about all these studies, we have to keep in mind all the people that have overdosed from marijuana and be very, uh-huh. I'm sorry, that number is zero.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, heroin has killed lots of people, and lots of addictions have killed lots of people. Marijuana has not, and neither has hemp or anything else of that family.
I'm imagining a cartoon of a killing contest.
Yeah.
Marijuana is still getting shut out.
So the long and the short of this is there are more studies planned, and that's good news. We want to see more research into these things. For the longest time, they could not be researched because the federal government declares and still declares that marijuana itself
has no medical benefit.
No medical benefit. It's a Schedule I drug. It is comparable to heroin. And things, it's just more government insanity. 855-450-FREE. We've got a couple more things to share with you, but we still got time for your calls. So give us a call. Again, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe time for your calls. But we've been talking CBD and a recent study through the Journal of American Psychiatry finding that CBD seems to reduce the anxiety that a lot of people who are addicted to heroin are going through when they're trying to quit. It seems to be helping that. And this is, again, a small-scale study. They recognize that they need to do larger studies, unfortunately now.
We used to call this the marijuana maintenance program. I had a roommate who, I've had similar experiences as, with you, or not with you, but as you, nobody. But a roommate of mine was addicted to opiates at one time, and, you know, he was shooting up and, you know, doing the whole thing. And he put himself on a marijuana maintenance plan. This was his term that he used for it, and it helped him kick opiates. I mean, it's just a fact.
That's nothing to be taken lightly.
No. Nobody knows the trouble he's seen.
Too good. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, we're talking on the Discord about the 1960s and the hippie generation, the peace-love generation.
Hold on, Gina. Were you the only one who remembered that?
I do remember it. I'm sure there are others who remember it.
Not the ones who were doing it.
I say that I've lived through two great movements in my lifetime. One is the peace-love generation, and the other is the Ron Paul revolution. Which was torpedoed by the media. But see, and that's the difference. In the 60s, the peace-love movement had the support of the media. The media was behind the, you know, what we were doing, trying to end the war, and behind what Timothy Leary was writing and questioning authority. And it was all, you know, we actually made a change. The people actually stood up and stopped the war. But and they challenged the way people were thinking. And to this day, that still affects us. It's affecting how we look at things. But the Ron Paul revolution was actively torpedoed in the media. And there's all kinds of videos that you can go look up on YouTube.
Have you seen the John Stewart video where he asks, why is Ron Paul like the 13th floor of a hotel?
Yep.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's...
And you're exactly right. I was so... That's what turned me into an anarchist. I was a constitution-thumping, flag-waving libertarian until I realized that the game is rigged, and is rigged on every level, and it's designed to be rigged and to stay rigged.
Yeah.
And that's when I just said, well, we're just going to have to burn it to the ground then.
Well, I feel your anger there, because I also did that. But see, I was an anarchist prior to that. The first time I called Free Talk Live, I identified as the Christian anarchist, and that was, I think, 2004. But then when Ron Paul ran, I had to give it another shot. I had to give it another go. And I was so angered and upset by what I saw happening to that wonderful man, that I then just flipped right back to my full anarchy mode, and, you know, I don't think I'll ever.
See, to me, though, there's no violation of anarchy in voting. Voting is just expressing an opinion, and you have a right to express your opinion.
There's a question of how much good it does.
There is a question of how much good it does.
But that's up to you to decide, not up to me to tell you.
Yeah, and I think it does a lot of good, especially in New Hampshire, for a number of reasons. The first thing is, there's a well-known effect in marketing that's called the bandwagon effect. When there's a movement, people want to get on board it. People who would normally be apathetic want to say, okay, I'm gonna come out and do something about this. So anything you can do to increase the perceived number of libertarians in society makes us more credible.
Yep, that's true. That's part of the reason why the Free State Project and the migration, the New Hampshire Liberty migration, is a good idea, because the more of us there are in a given geographic area, the more likely the average person is going to come across the ideas of freedom more often. They're going to hear about it on the radio. They're going to see it maybe one of their coworkers at work, somebody at the church that they go to. They're going to start hearing the same ideas coming from different voices, and then it'll become more legitimate, and eventually we're going to see people who are going to say, oh, yeah, I always agreed with you guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's the Overton window. And in some cases, they won't be lying.
That's probably true.
And to this day, I still like to support those people that are for liberty. So I will put my money and my efforts behind anybody that stands up for liberty, that would, you know, like Justin Amash and the others that are actually trying to make a change. I do support those kind of people, and I will go out and pull a lever for them. If it comes to that, but I really don't expect it to make much difference. But if enough people were to pull that lever, then, of course, yeah, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
So all of those tools are available to us.
I think while voting has some importance to some people, we can't lose. We can't keep that from us doing our part to talk to other voters. I mean, in the end, this is our system of government. In the end, we still have this thing called the state, and it has certain, you know, certain rules that if you want to affect change, you can do it in a couple different ways. I say
like
fight them on every front. Go ahead.
We've got the three boxes, and I don't want to use that last box just yet. So right now I'm using the soapbox, and we can use that ballot box if you want, even though it's not terribly effective. I hate to get to the ballot, to the cartridge box, but that's the other reason that I
keep voting, is I don't want to say that it got to a shooting war and I didn't trouble myself to take 10 minutes to vote every time I got the chance.
That's a good point. Yeah,
that's right.
And I think so. And you'll find a lot of people on, well, depending on who's president, you'll hear people on both sides of the aisle going, man, we're headed to a civil war.
So if nobody ran for president, would you vote for him?
I would. I
nobody
tweet
gets
that
my
often.
Vote.
Nobody. 2024.
Nobody cares. Nobody tells the truth. Vote for nobody. Yeah.
Nobody will end all the wars. Nobody cares about the poor. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. Yeah. And nobody knows the trouble you've seen.
It's got
my vote.
It's Thank got you. Infinite possibilities. Gene, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
I'm still back in Supreme Nobody 2020.
Supreme Nobody.
Meaning Vermin Supreme
yeah,
and Nobody.
Yeah, I was going to say... Oh, yeah, that would be a,
wouldn't it be
a
great
be a good
ticket?
Right?
Nobody. That's not just any nobody.
No, that's nobody with some name recognition. Yeah.
Now, Vermin Supreme is like a regular vermin with sour cream and olives. Is that it?
That's how you get vermin.
No, he's
supreme.
The king of all vermin. He's the top vermin.
Oh, okay.
He's the supreme vermin.
Gotcha.
It cracks me up.
Of all politicians, he's the...
So I'm used to hearing Vermin Supreme in my circles. You know, I talk to you guys. We're going to joke about the last thing Vermin Supreme said. And people I know. People
what did he say?
In more liberty-minded circles. But
something about ponies.
It slays me when I see him being reported on in mainstream media. And the guy always shows up in New Hampshire.
Yep. He'll be coming back.
He'll be coming back.
He was at Area 23 last week.
Really?
Yep. Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah, I did see that on
Facebook. Was he doing a campaign fundraiser? What was he up to?
I don't know, but Garrett took a picture of him, and another guy took a picture with him.
All right.
I'm sorry, not well of him, but with him.
He's very photogenic.
He is, and you're going to see reporting on him on Fox News. You're going to see reporting
he deserves
of him
it.
In MSNBC. It's crazy, and I'm...
Well, he's been running for president for a long time. I mean, this is his first rodeo.
Decades?
More than that, yeah.
Yeah, it's
at least,
been
a while.
I sent him a message and told him that nobody needed his endorsement, but he may not have understood that.
See, this is sort of the problem with your name, is it?
The side effect may be that after 2 years of being nobody, I'm going to be quite mad.
Right.
I mean, madder.
Like a hatter or mad as an angry?
Like a hatter.
Okay.
Like a hatter. I mean, the reason being that it's grammatically confusing. And,
that's part
you
of the
know,
fun.
Those who don't speak clearly don't think clearly. So I might need some detox after doing this.
There you go. Well, that's all we have for you tonight. But stay tuned and see what comes up tomorrow night. Free Talk Live, we do this every day, 855-450-FREE. Call that number tomorrow. This is Free
Talk
Live.
Do you want a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guarantee. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.